This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Checking the closing prices yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, September corn closed at 8.03 off 7, December corn at 8.05 off 2.5. September wheat closed at 8.93 and a quarter up 2 cents, December wheat at 9.06 and a quarter off 2.5. September oats closed at 373 and a half off 4.5. December oats closed down 3 at 375. August soybeans at 1607 and a half off 48 and 3 quarters. September beans at 1592 and a half off 43 and a quarter. November beans at 1584 and a quarter off 44 and a half. August soybean meal closed at 518.20 off 13.30. September bean meal 497.50 off 12.30. October bean meal 483.50 off 13.70. And August soybean oil closed at 51.48 off 56. September and October bean oil closed down 58. September at 51.70. October at 51.89. Now to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with corn and soybeans lower and wheat slightly higher. Rainfall that fell over some of the Corn Belt last weekend weighed on soybean futures. And in the weekly crop progress report, the USDA placed 23% of the U.S. corn crop in good to excellent shape, down 1% from a week ago. They also placed 29% of the U.S. soybean crop in good to excellent condition, with that being unchanged from the prior week. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 7 to 10 cents lower at 786 to 807. Soybeans traded 49 to 60 cents lower at 1579 to 1598. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 9 cents lower at $8 to 817, and soybean bids dropped 48 to 49 cents at 1625 to 1640. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 7 to 8 cents at 781 to 837. Soybeans were down 39 to 43 cents at 1607 to 1635, while wheat bids gained 1 to 2 cents at 866 to 890. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 7 cents lower at 801 to 804. Soybeans lost 35 to 38 cents down to 1614 to 1626, with the new crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery up 7 cents at 805 to 815. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 to 9 cents lower at 807 to 810. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 46 to 66 cents, with quotations at 1625 to 1631. Soft red winter weight gained 2 cents at 864 to 865, while the Milo ended 2 cents lower at 710 to 711. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 770 to 793. New crop soybean bids range from 1546 to 1558. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 784 up to 817, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1548 to 1574. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 791 up to 818, new crop soybean bids at 1566 to 1584, and new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois ranging from 786 up to 825. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Checking our hog ink prices for corn delivered to Greenfield, August corn 813, September corn 805. For corn delivered to Scottville, August corn 805, September corn 805. For beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, August 1592, September 1566. And for wheat delivered to Scottville, August wheat at 831. You can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888 for more information. Again, pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield 813, corn at Scottville 805, beans at Greenfield or Scottville 1592, and wheat at Scottville is 831. Checking the prices yesterday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle closed at 119.97, October live cattle at 124.35 off 2, and December at 127.12 off 15. August feeder cattle at 138.42 off 52, September at 138.80 off 15, and October at 140.05 off 7. August lean hogs closed at 88.72 off 82, October 75.17 off 67, and December at 72.90 off 105. Now back to the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the cash livestock report.
The closing livestock auctions for Monday, August 6th, for the Eastern Corn Belt daily direct hogs, barrows, and gilts closed $2.25 lower. Carcass base price range 83.5 to 87.5. Weighted average 85.42. Hogs purchased Illinois today 10,300. Illinois direct barrow and gilt trade steady 55 to 60 with Illinois direct slaughter sows steady to firm. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds from 23 to 27. 450 to 550 pounds at 25 to 30. Over 550 pounds at 28 to 32. 4s under 300 pounds 30 to 35 and over 300 pounds 10 to 15. Today's estimated receipts of 1,000 and Friday's actuals 700. Pork carcass cutout 94.25 and that is up $1.10. Estimated daily livestock slaughter to federal inspection hogs for today 356,000. Last week 404,000. A year ago 394,000. Cattle today 126,000. Last week 122,000. A year ago 126,000. Box beef cutout values are firm on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today 149 fab loads with 47 trim. Choice 178.49 up 35 cents. Select 172.40 and that is up 77 cents. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts last week of 4,749 head. Compared to the previous week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to two higher. Choice steers sold from 109.5 to 117. With choice heifers 109.25 to 115.75. Choice Holstein steers traded steady to a dollar higher, 101.5 to 109.25. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
And that's it for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has an exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Ooh. Ah, that's what you'll be saying after you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort orthotic sandals, now available at Michelle's Pharmacy. These are extremely lightweight sandals that help correct posture and alleviate foot and back pain, as well as aching legs. Try on a pair at Michelle's Pharmacy, and don't forget about free delivery only from Michelle's Pharmacy. Healthier, happier feet start right here at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie and Carlinville.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Time now for radar weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Hi, I'm Mark Huber, seed specialist at M&M Service Company. Please mark your calendars for our upcoming Solutions at Work Field Day, Wednesday, August 15th. This field day will be held at our Litchfield location on Old Route 66 under the water tower with registration at 8:30 a.m. and tours starting at 9 a.m. We will demonstrate the latest technologies in seed, crop protection, and plant nutrition. Industry professionals and our own crop specialists will be on site to help provide solutions for some of today's best opportunities in production agriculture. Our featured speaker will be Dr. Darryl Good, University of Illinois Extension Marketing Specialist. I hope to see you there on Wednesday, August 15th.
Sunshine today with a high of 99, partly cloudy tonight, low 65, partly sunny tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain with a high of 95, a 30% chance of rain Wednesday night, low 68, Thursday partly sunny, 40% chance of rain, high 90, and a 30% chance of rain Thursday night with a low of 65, and cooler weather on the way, dry for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, highs only in the 80s and lows in the 60s. Right now, pressure steady, winds light, 59 degrees, skies are clear. This update brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment, the truck and trailer experts on North University Street in Carlinville, and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. It's time now for part two of the Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And first off, let's check in with the Illinois Department of Agriculture for the weekly crop report.
This is Brad Schwab, Chief Crop Statistician with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on crop progress and conditions for the week ending Sunday, August 5th. Statewide temperatures continued above average at 80.6 degrees. However, rainfall accumulations, on a positive note, were reported for the first time in many weeks as being above normal, with total accumulations for the week at 1.06 inches, which was 23 1/7 inch above normal for the 7-day period ending Sunday, August 5th. There were a total of 6.7 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies improved marginally to 72% very short, 23% short, and 5% adequate. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was reported at 81% very short, 14% short, and 1% adequate. Growing degree day units since May 1 came in at 2,202, or 251 heat units ahead of the historic average. Corn in the dough stage was reported at 81%, compared to 51% 1 year ago and 50% for the 5-year average. 38% was reported in the dent stage, and this compares to 8% 1 year ago and 11% for the 5-year average. And to round out the remaining progress categories for corn, 6% was rated mature and 1% had been harvested, with both of these statistics being well ahead of normal for this time of year. The crop reporting district leading the state in the corn mature category was the Southwestern District, reporting 35%. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated in 42% very poor, 32% poor, 22% fair, and only 4% as good. Soybean blooming advanced to 97%, compared to 9% a year ago and 85% for the 5-year average. 82% of the crop was setting pods, compared to 54% last year and 52% for the 5-year average. 1% of the soybean crop was reported turning yellow. Overall, the state soybean crop was rated at 28% very poor, 29% poor, 35% fair, 9% good, and 1% excellent. In other crops around the state, pastures were rated in mostly very poor condition. The third cutting of alfalfa was reported at 74%, and this can be compared to 40% last year and 37% for the 5-year average. The sorghum crop that is headed reached 71%, which compares to 53% 1 year ago and 55% for the 5-year average. 97% of the oats crop has been harvested, compared to 84% 1 year ago and 81% for the 5-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
In other news, as the harvest gets set to ramp up in the coming weeks, one of the major concerns is aflatoxin in the corn crop. Drought conditions across the area have increased the likelihood of the toxin. Spencer Jansen from Litchfield Farmers Grain says it's early, but pre-harvest samples indicate a problem.
We have taken some pre-harvest samples down to some testing facilities in St. Louis. And, you know, we've had about a dozen of them go through, and they're fairly high in some instances, and others have had zero. 200 parts per billion is kind of the cutoff where the terminals will take it at the river, and we've seen three samples go over that limit already. So we're going to have to find some other form of transportation or locations to take those.
And as this season has progressed here, is this something you've been anticipating was going to be a problem?
Well, we've been talking about it a lot. We didn't know what to expect. I've never dealt with it at all. Some folks said that it was around in the 90s, and before that were some drier fields were. It tends to show up on drought-stressed conditions in corn, so haven't had that problem lately. And so we've been really just keeping a good eye on it. I've been trying to talk with many guys in the industry about what's going on. And it still may not be a problem. It may be just be the early corn we tested. So it's very sporadic, and we're still trying to get a hold on it. We're ordering a tester for our elevator so we can try to let the farmers know what's in their fields.
And if a farmer does turn out to have aflatoxin in their corn, is there anything they can do, or do they basically just have to take the dock?
Well, right now there's nothing they can do to get rid of it in the field. There is reports you can screen it to try to get off the small kernels, and that will help eliminate some of it. Most people, I don't think, have a screener. We sure don't hear it, even at the elevator. But we don't even know what the dock is at this point, since we're trying to figure out an outlet for it. Some cattle feeders in Texas or other places, even in Illinois, may be able to take it with some higher levels. And they're still not even giving me an idea what they're going to dock for it. But I'm sure there will be a dock. And really, that's about the only thing they can do with it. So as long as they can get rid of it, I think that's the best way to do it, rather than keep it in their bin and potentially getting worse.
If a farmer did keep it in their bin, is that something that could spread maybe to some of the crop that wasn't affected initially?
Yes, it can. Anything over 14% moisture in the corn, it can still grow in that corn and get worse. And as well as if you put, let's say, a load of corn on top of good corn and it filters down through it, that toxin can move to other parts of the corn that were not infected and contaminate those bushels as well.
And as probably farmers going to get into the field obviously earlier this year than in years past, there's probably a good likelihood that more wet corn is going to come out than normal.
I think so. Yeah, people are kind of anxious to see what's out there, and it's going to dry down very fast this year. So I'm even urging people to get out there a little wetter since it's drying about a point a day. If they start, you know, at their normal 16-17% moistures, well, it'll be 10 before long, you know, in a week. So I think they're going to have to get out there a little quicker and try to get some of it at 20. It's a little more handling issues, but they might have to do it just to try to keep ahead of this.
Is there anything else that you think might become a bit of a concern?
Test weight is going to be an issue. We know it's all going to be lower than normal. We don't know how low it's going to go. I would say on the lighter soil types, it's going to be, you know, below 54 for sure, maybe even sub 50. I've seen a 48-pound test weight field come in already, and a lot of the ethanol plants don't want it that light. You know, that creates blending issues and more dock for all the farmers, and, you know, nobody wants that even this year. So, yeah, test weight's going to be probably the next biggest concern on everybody's plate after the aflatoxin.
Spencer, is there anything else that you would like people to be aware of or maybe just know about here?
Well, I would just kind of tell them to try to get as much information as they can, whether it's from us here at Farmers Grain or somewhere else. But it's a new thing to everybody, including myself. So just get out there, hear all the stuff you can, and make a decision for yourself. And be careful, because it is cancerous to the human body as well. So if you're cleaning out a bin or scooping corn in a wagon or something, be real careful, because that dust and stuff can still get in the human body and create potential health problems for all of us.
Spencer Jensen of Litchfield Farmers Grain. We'll take a break. More on the Farm Show coming up.
By now, you know that Seavers JCB sells the complete line of JCB construction equipment. Yeah, we want to remind you of that just a few more times. Please remember that Seavers JCB sells the new generation side entry skid steer, the world's safest skid steer, backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, and also JCB ag equipment. For more information or to set up a demo, go to SeaversJCB.com or contact Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Well, this weekend we'll talk with new FFA director at Litchfield High School, Thomas Martin. Martin's a graduate of Lincolnwood High School. He's excited to be back in the area after receiving a degree from SIU Carbondale, and Thomas says he has a lot to do in order to get ready for the start of the new school year.
Got to get the classwork started, make sure that lesson plans are all good and ready to go. Then there's the work with the FFA that has to be done, getting students ready for contests, for some of the leadership conferences that they'll go to. And then also SAE, Supervised Agricultural Experiences. A lot of times we call them record books. And one of the things that this program has been very strong at in the past has been record books, and I want to see that continue and keep building upon that. Again, you know, that's just a great opportunity for students to gain experience. And again, I think it's just as valuable to find something you love as to find something you hate. You know, maybe it's a student who finds a passion that they want to do anything but floral design. I don't know what that might be. Maybe the student raises hogs and realizes, I want to get into cattle. You know, whatever it is, I think it's just as valuable for a student to find something they hate as what they love. And it's better to do that now in high school than to go on and major in it in college and then find you have a degree you want nothing to do with.
Martin went on to talk about his vision for the Litchfield FFA.
Well, one of the things I really believe in is finding niches to really kind of grow and excel at. And so one of the things I'm really going to focus on is making sure that every student has an opportunity to have a good record book. And to me, that means that if a student lives in town, if they want a farm type experience, I need to do my job and make sure that that student has the best opportunity they have to find some kind of a relevant work experience. If I have a student who, say, lives on a farm, but decides maybe I don't want that kind of an experience, maybe I want to go into something more with the service industry, I need to help that student to find those types of things. So I really want to see that opportunities are not limited to any student. One of the things I know I've already been in communication with the administration at Litchfield about is starting a vermicomposting program, hopefully on the school grounds, where we can take scraps from the dining hall there at Litchfield and convert that into something that maybe we could start a garden with, sell some bait, something along those lines where the students are able to work with that, maybe even get some ag science projects going out of that where students are able to determine which species of earthworm works best for that. A lot of different ways that students can get engaged, and I think that's going to be the main thing.
That was new Litchfield FFA Director Thomas Martin. J.C. Littrell, the Illinois High School Rodeo Queen, was the guest on this past weekend's WSMI Horse Show. Littrell, who is a Lincolnwood grad, described all the tests, interviews, and riding competitions she had to go through at the National High School Rodeo in Rock Springs, Wyoming last month. J.C. said if she had to do it all over again, she definitely would.
Yes, definitely. Nationals is, you get four chances to go there in your life, unless, you know, you grow up and you have your kids go, but it's not the same. Just when you're a kid and you're out there around all these kids from all across the nation and from different countries that have the same love for a sport and are exactly like you, like, you can't explain to people from your community what it's like to be of this heritage and part of this group, because it's such a loving family sport and everyone takes care of everybody and all these kids are just like you. And it really, when you're out at Nationals, makes you kind of more true to yourself. It makes you think about, oh, you know, this is who I am and I really like this. So I love Nationals. It's a great part of my summer.
J.C. Littrell, and you can hear more on a podcast of that broadcast from last weekend on our website, WSMIRadio.com. That's it for part two of the Morning Farm Show, presented today by Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.